More again. Moving on to your next section. I don't know why they're split up, but I like them all. Alchemy Briar Rose. I like alchemy. I think I only started liking alchemy after I saw it in your user card, so you have power. It's so fun, it's so bold, it has such an amazing vibe. Briar Rose, it's very Disney, but I love the feel of it. It has the same feel as Wildflower and Wild Rose. It's sort of fairy tale, but it's not sweet. Alchemy Briar Rose, yeah, I really like it, I do. I think Alchemy Briar Rose and October Astrid Moon could be pretty good sisters. Just putting it out there. Antimony Foxglove. I've already spread the idea of Adela Foxglove. Antimony Foxglove, it does feel a little heavy on the poisons, but you know, I vibe with it. I do like it. I think antimony, it works. It's like alchemy, but it is an element. If you think about it for a moment too long, gets a little dodgy, but I do love it. Wait, is antimony a poison? I'm getting confused. Give me a moment. I'm Googling it now. But I do like foxglove a lot. I've always been enamored with them. It's one of those wild nature names. It's got fox, but it feels a little more complete. I'm just a big fan. No, it's not poisonous. Congratulations. All right, moving on. September Lunaria. I do love this. The colours are a little... It's got a similar problem to Reverie Autumn in that the colours seem a little clashy, but it's different in that I really love both September and Lunaria. Lunaria is very elegant. It's sort of like Aria, but I like it more. It's more developed. It feels more magical. September is one of my favourite months. It might actually be my favourite month, and it's certainly one of my favourite month names. I do think they work quite well together. Not all the way, but quite well. Yep. Feline Temperance. I wish temperance didn't mean what it means because it sounds so powerful and so cool. I'm a big fan of it in those sort of clunky vintage names that actually seem really badass. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Please ignore me if it's offensive. Feline, it's nice. I think I prefer like Faustine for that magical sort of dark feel that so many of your names have. It's a bit feline, makes me think of hazelnuts, maybe that's praline. I'm not sold on it, although I would definitely compliment it if I met a little girl named Feline. Madrigal Evanescence. I'm going to admit, I don't vibe with this. I don't know what it is about Madrigal, the sound of it, it's just not there for me. I'm really sorry. You can call her Maddie, which is cute. I'm just not vibing with the first name on the whole. Evanescence is better than Evangeline, but I am thinking of the band or the singer. I never know. I went through an embarrassingly late emo phase and then just kind of pretended to know what was going on. So it's not there for me. I'm really sorry. I love the sound of Evanescence, but it sounds more like a word you collect than a name. Like effervescent, which is magical and beautiful, but also is like bubbly. Tarot Apollonia. I like tarot. Not familiar with it as a name, but I see it. I'm a big fan of Apollonia. It's just cool. Love it. Don't really have any complaints. And vibe-wise, they do complement each other very well. It is a bit heavy on the O, so Tarot Apollonia. Maybe Tarot Apolline would be the solution to that. It's a lovely combo. Apollonia Tarot, maybe? Yes, that seems like it might be a good solution. Obviously, your combo is your life. Do what you want. I like it. Yep, it's a good one. Requiem Anastasia. Requiem is interesting. I'm not sure I'd think to use it as a name, although I do appreciate it when I see it here. Anastasia is lovely. It's not really my favourite, but I appreciate it. Requiem Anastasia, Anastasia, Anastasia. The names, however, they're both lovely, but they don't feel together. They just feel like two names as opposed to a combo, if that makes sense. So I don't know what you could do to solve this. Of all your names, I think Poet Wildflower, Tarot Apollonia, Isadora Maeve, these all feel very much like combos, very well matched in terms of style. Oh, Eve Belladonna, Belladonna Snow. Whereas Requiem Anastasia, it's not that there's a particular difference between their styles. This is just a personal thing. They don't seem to go. So I'm not sold on it as a combo, although I do very much appreciate the individual names.